Divide.
Cowichan Axis played host to third-place Bays United FC on November 1 at the Sherman Road Turf and in a strong showing, bested them by a 3-1 score. It didn't come easy, however, as Bays got the first goal 11 minutes into the match, so Axis knew they'd have to come from behind. They did just that, with rookie scoring sensation Maddox Moon drawing Cowichan even in the 22nd minute with his team-leading sixth goal of the season. Blaise Roberts scored not 3 minutes later to propel Cowichan ahead by 1. There was plenty of time left, however, and Bays used that to draw even once more before the first half was complete. Cowichan had the last laugh, though, as Jacob Reddy booted the game winner in the 77th minute. Axis plays next on Saturday, November 9th, away against the Victoria Highlanders. Selects. Cowichan began a three-game home stand November 3 against Div. 1 team Gorge United, 12 p.m. at the Sherman Road Turf. Gorge scored 12 minutes into the contest and extended their lead early in the second half, but Cowichan kept pushing and it paid off with a Cade Smith goal in the 70th minute. The team wasn't able to equalize, however, and lost 2-1. The Cowichan select team welcomes Nanaimo United FC on November 10 at noon. Masters. The Steelheads looked to rebound at home against SFFC on November 2, but were met by a determined visiting team who blasted a trio of goals by Cowichan's keeper before the home team responded with a Philip Turner marker in the 53rd minute. Sergio Soto scored another for Cowichan, but not before SFFC netted their fourth of the game. The final score was SFFC 4, Cowichan 2. The Steelheads meet Castaways Juniors at home on Saturday, November 9 at 8 p.m. On November 9, Bays United visits the Sherman Road Turf for a 6 p.m. matchup with the 49ers in their first game back after a bye week. O30 Women. The Cowichan Cougars were shut out in their November 2 match against Nanaimo United FC at the Merle Logan Turf. Nanaimo scored just once, but it was all they needed to send Cowichan away with the loss. Carly Shalito was Cowichan's player of the match for her defensive play. The Cougars' next scheduled game is November 24 at home against Salt Spring. Kickoff is 2 p.m. Div. 3. Cowichan Oak FC played on the road against Vantrates on November 2, beating them 1-0. Bandon Tolfo had Oak FC's lone goal in the 83rd minute, while Alex DeGroff earned the clean sheet in net. Oak FC plays away to JDF All Flows on Saturday, November 9. Div. 3 Women. The Storm played November 2 at home against Ladysmith's Mid-Isle FC and sent their opponents home with a 1-0 loss. The Storm are slated to play next on November 17 against Vic West Bays United. Div. V. SFFC visited Cowichan at the Sherman Road Turf on November 2 at 4 p.m. and came home with a 3-0 loss. Match MVP was earned by Brandon Wright for his grit. Friday, November 8, Cowichan will travel south to meet Castaways Deportivo for a 7:30 p.m. kickoff.